stand for prayer. And we're going to pray the Lord's Prayer, and so I'm going to give a reminder here of the reason why, or how to pray, that Jesus teaches us from Matthew 6, 7 through 15. When you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So try to remember that when we pray the Lord's Prayer, what our minds should be thinking. Psalm 112 for our song of praise today.
Hallelujah. gracious word, which I did gladly hear. Into thy servant, Lord, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn thou away my fear reproach, for good thy judgments be. Love for thy precepts I have long, in thy truth quicken me.
That makes for a really good prayer of understanding, that psalm does, particularly when we sing it. I think it's a good one. We have 68b on the back, moving through Psalm 68, which is going to take several letters. I think there's a part C in this one, maybe a D. So, and it's to the tune of Zara, which I'll give a hum for that one here. And she shall continue in the blood of her purifying 66 days.
And when the days of her purifying are fulfilled for a son or for a daughter, she shall bring a lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, and a young pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation unto the priest,
who shall offer it before the Lord and make atonement for her, and she shall be cleansed from the issue of her blood. That is the law of her that hath borne a male or a female.
And if she be not able to bring a lamb, then she shall bring two turtles or two young pigeons, the one for the burnt offering and the other for a sin offering, And the priest shall make an atonement for her, and she shall be clean.
Does anybody remember what Jesus' mother Mary brought to the temple?
A pigeon.
The poor person's offer.
Yeah.
Which shows the status of Christ's birth. Kind of important stuff to remember. The likeness of sinful flesh is what that depicts for us. And that Christ took upon himself. So, kind of important stuff to consider. A lot more theology packed into there, but I'll leave it there for now. Go to Luke chapter 7. Finish our chapter 7 reading. And we are in, not 17, but 18. I have that. Yeah, we're in 18. We have much better lighting today. We've worked a little bit on getting this place lit up so we could read a little better. We're struggling here in the winter.
what wakes you up, too?
Yeah. Huh. Why don't we, Brother Christian, if you don't mind reading the New Testament lesson to us.
Yeah, no, I don't. And the disciples of John showed him all of these things, and John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? And when the men were come unto him, they said, John Baptist has sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? And in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues, and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus answering said unto them, Go your way, and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. And blessed is he whoever shall not be offended in me. And when the messengers of John were departed, he began to speak unto the people concerning John. What went ye out into the wilderness for to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But that went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they which are gorgeously apparelled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God, being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. And the Lord said, Whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like? They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another and saying, We have piped unto you, and you have not danced. We have mourned to you, and you have not wept. For John the Baptist came neither eating nor drinking, and ye say, He hath the devil. The Son of Man is come eating and drinking, and ye say, Behold, a gluttonous man, and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of all of her children.
Be seated, if you will. Well, I think always loved that line that is in there. What came ye out into the wilderness to see? A man clothed in fine raiment. Something that I've always thought was a powerful statement. You know, what are you looking for out here? You know, and that's what everybody's always looking for. They're looking for fine and great things. And that's not exactly the package that you always find everything in, is in fine and great things. Definitely a lot of truth in that. Well, for our introductory text for our Bible study today, we're going to go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 30, and then I'm going to have a second reading of Hebrews 1, 8 through 9. Kind of sum up what I'd like to talk about today. Proverbs 30, we're going to read from 2 to 6. And if I were to give some kind of title to box this into to understand what we're going to be looking at. It is we'll take a little break here and end worship and have our fellowship meal.
That's the only thing he had
to prove the Messiah.
I don't think they would have listened real well if Paul decided to quote himself, you know.
Yeah. This is the book of Ephesians. I haven't sent out anybody yet.
Psalm 12 tonight, in closing. I'm sure if we look enough, we'll have some connective language we can find in there as well.
Help, Lord, because a godly man doth daily fade away, and from among the sons of men the faithful do decay. Unto his neighbor everyone doth utter vanity. They with a double heart to speak and lips of flattery. God shall cut off all flattering lips, come deadly proudly thus. Will with our tongue prevail our lips, are to Lord or us. For poor oppressed and for the sight of needy right will I, said God, and him in safety set from such as him divide. The word of God our words must cure, they be like silver tried. In earth and furnace seven times, that hath been purified. Lord, thou shalt them preserve and keep forever from
most pure. So we do get something to connect into what we talked about tonight. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we go to our confessional section in the back? We'll go to the very first Roman numeral. It's a confession of Christ of the greatest commandments. It comes from Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 5. And is also from Leviticus 19:13, and it's taken directly out of Mark 12:29-31. And Jesus answered, the first of all the commandments is,
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God
with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength.
This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this,
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these.
They who answer thus answer wisely, for Jesus said unto him who knew these commandments are greatest,
You are not far from the kingdom of God.
Very important thing. And we're also going to go to the blessing of God and the knowledge of predestination, which is 10 Roman numeral X. We haven't gone through that in a while, and today, with what we've studied in the Bible, would be a good time to go through that. And so this is taken directly from Ephesians 1, 3 through 14, a blessing towards Yahweh God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit through the knowledge of predestination. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ,
according as he has chosen us,
in him before the foundation of the world,
that we should be
holy and without blame before him in love,
having
predestinated us unto the adoption of the children by Jesus Christ to himself,
according to
the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace,
wherein
he has made us accepted in the Beloved,
in whom
we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace,
wherein
he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence,
having made known unto us
the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself.
Very next page. It is in Christ the Beloved,
in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated,
according to
the purpose of him which worketh all things after the counsel of his own will,
that
we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ,
in whom ye
also trusted,
after that ye
heard the word of truth.
This is the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye
believed,
ye were
sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise,
which is
the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession,
unto
the praise of his glory.
Amen. And so one of the reasons why you kind of have the question and answer on that, if anybody's just wondering, is you ask the question and the answer comes back to you. And that's kind of how Paul wrote that chapter, but it's not really read that way usually. So I think that's a good thing to teach the message of the gospel and understand predestination and how it works. So. Brother Mark, would you mind ending us in a word of prayer tonight?
Father, thank you so much for these words tonight, Lord. Just a reminder to us, Lord, of how many centuries ago, Lord, way before the actual incarnation of your Son, that you prepared the way, Lord, that you prophesied and made it clear, Lord, that a Redeemer was coming, Lord, and you had it planned and did have it predestinated, Lord. And also, Lord, not only your Son coming to earth, but also that we would come, Lord, to that place of being your children. And thank you, Father, that we have tonight these promises to hang on to become part of our lives, that we can embrace them and let them sink into us and really become just the promises that we live out, Lord. Thank you for chance we have to be together, this opportunity to share together. Thank you for this house, this family, this group of brethren, Lord, and ask your blessing on us as we continue on together here, Lord. Enjoy this meal and just fellowship together. May your Spirit move in our midst, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.